Philip McDonough, The Lute Girl. In dreams, he was a horseman through Chang'an, colleagues beside him under falling snow. In morning's heat, my friend was a sick man. All day the waves would beat against the prow of that hired skiff, and still he feared to start out, to bite the bitter fruit of lifelong parting. The friend speaks. A last red lotus flattened by the wind won't share the bloom succeeding summers bring, and on my journey south I take no friend. Returning to Mount Lu, I will climb and sing and illustrate as long as time allows the streams that flee me and the evasive clouds. The river eager, the moon at our disposal, just as the last excuse for words was gone, we heard lute music. Quick, my old friend rose in the unsteady skiff and on my arm clambered ashore. With no more words exchanged, we sat within the sounds and the stars' range. The lute girl was veiled by reeds. Her tight-strung notes were pearls or seed pearls tumbling in a dish. Her after silence, as the while she floated nearer, was girded, steady as the wish of spring as it unbuttons the ice's grip. What new cascade of words might she let slip? Her blossoming time in the imperial city, through tears her voice came darker than the river, was filled with invitations, the bud so pretty, no one took care of how the rose would live. Rich men had followed her, and often turned her with jewels, jests, and offers of rich journeys. Now the lute girl speaks. On impulse, then, a trade in the bazaar, I took as husband a man I briefly knew. Where tea fields ripen, there his interests are, the gold, the women of his retinue. My life is lived. What is it, then, can move such things my lute still whispers me of love? At this, my friend, embracing her with words, cried out, we vagrants, without ceremony, live love as in a palace. We hedge-birds, we weightless ones, take on our gravity at such a time as this. Our pain recedes when a pure lute is kindled in the reeds. She raised her face, the very mask of beauty, and sang once more, more softly now. He sat as if to engrave the stories of that lute on time's own tablets. The stars exeat, expired, the knowledgeable moon withdrew, and his and my dark robes were laced with dew. This poem is set in China. It's based on a number of poems by the great 9th century poet Bai Jui. The protagonists of the poem forget the pain of life. They forget approaching death in the presence of the lute player and her music. Bai Jui was a public official. He held senior appointments throughout China. He was a man who believed that poetry should be comprehensible. He always tried out his verses on someone who was considered not literate. But above all, he was someone who was conscious of the tension of being part of a big system of administration in the presence of all the social problems around him. He pictures, for example, the poor labourer going through the market and reflecting that a cluster of deep red flowers would pay the tax of a whole family. So Bai Jui is a poet for our times.